When was the last time where you said you sucked at something, that you weren't good at this or that? If you're like me, it was probably in the last 24 hours. And if that's the case, I have a challenge for the both of us where we're going to change our words so we can change our life. You ready? Let's do it. Tap into the minds of change makers creating real impact on people and our planet. It's time to live your purpose. I'm your host, Dale Wilkinson, and this is Goodmakers. Hey, hey, what is up? Welcome to episode 48. It's a solo and a quick episode today. If this is your first time listening, make sure that you listen to the rest of the episodes. There's nearly 50. I interview social entrepreneurs and thought leaders in the social impact space to get their tips, to get inside their mind and understand how they do what they do so that you can do it. So you can go out and create a career that you love and it's full of purpose. That sounds pretty good, right? So if you haven't yet, subscribe to the podcast. I release the interview episodes every Tuesday. And on Fridays, we have a solo episode where it's just me sharing some advice or tips that I've come across that will help you in your journey, whether you are looking for full-time work, whether you're looking to start your own company, whether you want to create your own freelance business, or heck, even if you're just trying to get a little better as a human being. Aren't we all trying to do that? So this episode, I want to talk about the words we use every single day that are not serving us. We may not even be aware that we're doing it. It's limiting language. Now, it could start with, I hate, I suck at, I'm not good, I really don't like that, I'm really bad at this, and fill in the blank. We all do it. And most of the time, it's unconscious. Now, you may think, I'm trying to make myself appear humble if you're talking to other people, or you genuinely just don't like doing something. You think that you suck at public speaking. You think you are terrible at time management. You find yourself telling people about that in your day-to-day conversations. But we've got to cut that out because it's not serving us. It's not doing us any good. When we say we suck at things, we're not good at things, we hate doing things, what do you think that's going to happen? Next time that you're trying to do that exact activity, you're going to hate it. You're going to suck at it because you're telling not just yourself, you're telling the universe, you're telling the people around you that you're not good at it, that you don't like it. So my challenge to you and to me, which I've been focusing on quite a bit recently, is start being aware of the limiting language that you're using. And what we're going to do is reframe it. Change those words. We won't say that. We'll look for alternative, positive words of abundance, because then that's what you're going to be putting out into the universe. I'll use me as an example. I would always say, I hate writing. I'm not good at writing. I don't enjoy the process of writing. I'd always find myself bringing that up in conversations when I'm talking to other founders, when we're talking about content marketing or doing things where I have to write. I've made a conscious effort, and this is the challenge to you, that we're going to change that. We're going to replace it with something positive that reframes it, that is expansive, that is abundant, and get into that mindset. So first of all, I cut it out. I don't ever say that I suck at writing, I don't like writing, nothing like that. I will catch myself and not say that. Instead, I replace it with, I enjoy storytelling. I like having the opportunity to use language to impact people. I like the idea of learning how to write. So I've been doing this for the last couple of weeks and it has been helping. What it's allowed me to do, once I start saying that I enjoy the process of learning how to write, that I look forward to storytelling and making words of impact, what actually happened is now when I have an opportunity to write, which is every single day, I'm either writing the blurb for the podcast episode, I'm sending out an email newsletter every single week, I'm doing tweets. When I get to that position now, I'm not going in with dread. I'm actually being intentional with writing. And because I've reframed it to say, I enjoy this process. What I've also done is I've looked for tools and resources that are going to help me become a better writer. So for example, I just signed up to, and I promise this ain't a sponsored episode, but I just signed up to Grammarly Premium, which I don't know if you've heard of Grammarly. It's like this little extension that you could put on Chrome or any of your browsers, and it will automatically, wherever you're writing, whether it's in your Gmail, on Twitter, any website, wherever you're writing, there'll be this little notification that will tell you, you know, if you have any spelling mistakes, grammar mistakes, punctuation, all that kind of stuff. But for premium, it will actually break it down into sentence structure. It will highlight words that are used quite often. It will give you other word examples to replace that. So now that I have that tool, it has helped my writing. I actually enjoy it. Now, I don't want to do all the writing for my company. I do want to be able to bring in freelance writers that are going to write blog articles, just because that's how I expand as a business. I've got to delegate things, but I still need to write myself. So those times when I do get to write, it's going to be much more enjoyable. All because I've decided to change and reword how I speak about it. So what I want you to do over the next week is just go about your business like you normally would, and just start being aware of the language that you're using and note it down, being aware of it. What are the common things that you have negative language around? Write it down. And once you do that, then write alternatives that you can use. And then next time you have the opportunity where that's going to come up again, start using this abundant, positive, expansive language that puts you in a much better mindset, puts you at a higher frequency. You're going to be putting that out into the universe. Now, once we change this language, you're going to be so much more confident yourself, but you're also going to sound so much confident to the people around you and the people that you're having the conversation with. So that's your challenge for the next week. Be aware of the limiting language that you're using, and let's find replacements for it and then start using that. Hit me up. Let me know what is the limiting language that you are currently using and how you're going to change that. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't yet, subscribe and hit me up on Twitter, Dale W. Wilkinson. That's where you'll be able to find me. And if you haven't yet, check out goodgigs.app, find full-time freelance and remote gigs with mission-driven companies doing amazing work. Now, see, if I was using Grammarly right there, it would probably give me another word to use because amazing is pretty common. Epic, let's say epic. There are some epic companies on there doing incredible work. So anyway, that's enough for me. I'll see you next time on Good Makers.